Phil, job done in the Cheshire Senior Cup.
Yeah, really tricky fixture for us. Pitch was very heavy, really bobbly. Run corner of a team at their level. I think they're one of probably favourites to go up like they are every season. So it was a big banana skin for us. We give young Reece Quinn his debut as well tonight, starting his first game for Nantwich. So it was one of them. It was a suck it and see moment to find out if he could cope playing in this team, and he did really well. He wasn't at fault for their goal. It was a poor decision by the defence to play where they did at the wrong time, and obviously Steve Foster, who's previously been at Nantwich and experienced forward, executed really well. But it was a good workout for us. So yeah, all round really pleased with the result and progressing into the next round.
Was it a little frustrating that you couldn't give some of the more fringe players a go, like Sam Madeley and a few of the other players that might have needed a bit of fitness in the game?
A shadow of a doubt, but that's just registrations, and when we've signed them there's nothing we could do about it. I mean, obviously tonight Sam Madeley would have played tonight, and they're not fringe players, they just need a game. Sam's desperate for the minutes, we could see that Saturday, so we're really going to have to get up to speed in training and the game time that he can get. Caelum, he's naturally fit, we can see that, but again it was just about him fitting into our system, so we are really disappointed we couldn't play them types of players. But it's great for the likes of Recal Jones, who got on again. Troy Bourne would have played tonight in an ideal world if he wasn't, so that's what we're looking to do. These players are the future in Nantwich, and we need to play them as and when we get the opportunity.
A couple of goals from Joe Maswali and Steve Jones, you know, the wingers popping up with goals, it must be an important aspect of the goal scoring.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's nice that our forwards are scoring, so Joe Maswali, obviously you'd expect him to execute when he went through. Steve Jones, when he went through, he could have had hat trick tonight. Steve was a little bit disappointed he didn't get more than one. And when he's on it, Steve, he's probably the best finisher at the club. I thought Theo Stair did outstanding well. He really shows his quality against this level of opposition. She's probably the best at the club. His movement, but it's just fitness with Theo, and whether he can sustain the performance levels that he produces when he's on it, and that's the question mark we have over him. That's why he's gone out to get a bit of fitness at Hanley again, to get some goals and see where he is.
Yeah, one sour note was there. Ben Harrison's injury was forced off just before half time. How's that looking at the moment?
Well, we'll have to see how he is tomorrow, see what the reaction's like. But the problem is, when you're playing these games on these pitches, obviously it's a really big fixture for Runcorn. Not being disrespectful to them by saying that, it's just obviously they're playing Nantwich Town, so they really want to beat us, and maybe a little bit overzealous in tackles and things like that. So there was no real bad tackles in the game, but you're always running that risk, and obviously Ben's got a knock, and it's something we don't need. We don't need to be putting injuries. That's why it's good to be able to rotate players. But hey, listen, we're not full time. I haven't got a mass squad, so I've got to be playing a certain amount of players that are in my roster.
And now you go into a big game against possibly the title favourite, Blyth Spartans. A really tricky game. You've got a long trip up there. And how are you going to go about preparing for that game?
Thoroughly.